The Canterbury Tales, Disc 10.
In Armorick, that call it is Britain, there was a knight that loved and did his pain to serve a lady in his best wise. And many a labour, many a great emprise he for his lady wrought ere she were won, for she was one the fairest under sun, and eke thereto come of so high kindred that well unnethes durst this knight for dread tell her his woe, his pain, and his distress. But at the last she for his worthiness, and namely for his meek obeisance, has such a pity caught of his penance that privily she fell of his accord to take him for her husband and her lord, of such lordship as men have over their wives. And, for to lead the more in bliss their lives, of his free will he swore her as a knight, that never in all his life he, day nor night, ne should upon him take no mastery against her will, nor kith her jealousy, but her obey, and follow her will in all, as any lover to his lady shall, save that the name of sovereignty, that would he have, for shame of his degree. She thanked him, and with great humbleness she said, "Sir, since of your gentleness you proffer me to have so large a reign, no would never God betwixt us twain, as in my guilt were either war or strife. Sir, I will be your humble, true wife. Have here my truth, till that mine heart burst." Thus been they both in quiet and in rest. "For one thing, sirs, safely dare I say, that friends ever each other must obey if they will long hold in company. Love will not be constrained by mastery. When mastery comes, the god of love anon beateth his wings, and farewell, he is gone. Love is a thing as any spirit free, women of kind desire and liberty, and not to been constrained as a thrall, and so do men, if I sooth say and shall. Look, who that is most patient in love, he is, at his advantage, all above. Patience is a high virtue, certain, for it vanquisheth, as these clerks say, things that rigour never should attain, for every word men may not chide or plain. Learneth to suffer, or else, so may I go, you shall learn it whether you will or no. For in this world, certain, there no wight is that he ne does or says sometime amiss. Ire, sickness, or constellation, wine, woe, or changing of complexion, causeth full oft to do amiss or speaken. On every wrong a man may not be reckon. After the time must be temperance to every wight that can on governance. And therefore has this wise, worthy knight to live in ease sufferance her behight, and she to him full wisely gan to swear that never should there be default in her.